This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. There's an unusual show up right now at a New York art gallery called Apex Art. The exhibit at Apex is called I Am Art, and it calls attention to something we don't usually think of as an art form at all, plastic surgery. The work of four different surgeons is on display. You can see before and after pictures of major reconstructions of cleft palates on children, and the years-long process of treating a girl's serious head trauma after a car accident. And there's also loads of cosmetic surgery as well. We sent Studio 360's Sarah Lilly to check it out.
When Tony Brillette talks about his work, it sounds a little different than most artists I've interviewed.
You can get, you know, two mounds on a chest, but can you make them look like breasts that are symmetrical and hang the right way and move the right way?
Brillette's a plastic surgeon, and his work is on view at Apex Art. Now, plastic surgery isn't new to the art world. Several artists have used it as a form of self-expression. Take the French artist Orlan. She's had a silicone lump the size of a quail's egg implanted over each eyebrow. But the act of performing physiological alterations on other people, yeah, that's new to the art world.
I'm not trying to say, okay, this is an art show, come buy a piece. That's not what that's about. This is about recognizing the art in plastic surgery, not creating art out of plastic surgery.
On one wall, there's a large grid of headshots. All are of young women. They don't have that whiff of desperate escape you get from seeing Michael Jackson morph over the years. The faces on the wall are just normal people who no longer want to be defined by the more extreme features they were born with. If Dr. Brillette's a sculptor who aims for the golden rules of proportion, then nature has already supplied the underlying armature in the form of each individual's skull.
And on top of that, you're working with all kinds of boundaries of previous scarring. You're worried about blood supply, you know, and not to mention trying to just create that particular structure underneath. You know, you have your constraints.
Brillette has also studied architecture and drawing, and he doesn't consider the basic facelift tremendously creative. That's just about reversing the effects of age and gravity.
It's like cutting these dotted lines and pull in this direction, and you'll get a good result.
But changing, say, a nose? Think of the actress Jennifer Grey. She became wildly famous for starring in Dirty Dancing. Then she got a really generic-looking nose job and was promptly forgotten by most of Hollywood. Even her own friends didn't recognize her. It's more than the following of rote directions when you're sculpting a feature that so utterly dictates the character of a person's appearance.
Oh, yeah. It's not just my nose. I mean, I noticed it makes my jaw look smaller because my nose is smaller and my tip is more refined. I guess as my nose is changing, the rest of my face is too.
Aileen Gardner is a young bartender from Philadelphia. She went to see the exhibit because, well, her nose job is in it. In both photographs and video.
It was awesome, actually. The exhibit was really, really nice. It was a little weird watching my surgery. I couldn't really take my eyes off it.
The video shows an up-close view of Dr. Brillette's hands performing a rhinoplasty on Aileen Gardner. Using a procedure called the open technique, he actually cuts the columella. That's the strip of tissue dividing the two nostrils.
All right, get right to the junction.
Then you watch him roll up the tip of the nose so that he can most effectively perform the complicated work of restructuring inside. It's pretty hardcore, and gallery director Stephen Rand loves it.
It really shows people what's happening. In fact, there really is a beautiful luster to it. The images, it's not gory or gross at all, I think.
When I first started watching it, it was kind of... took me by surprise because it was gross, you know, full frontal face, open wide. But after a while, you could really see, like, what he was doing and everything, and it was kind of cool.
You know, with something like a nose, you know, if you want a nose to look good, you want it to function well, but it's incredibly architectural, the way you rebuild it.
I'm still not sure if it's art with a capital A. Maybe I'm just a toady to today's highbrow art culture. You know, the one enraptured with ugliness and suffering and decay. Or maybe I'm rebelling against the tsunami of peer pressure about looks. Gossip Girl and Us Weekly sure do a number on us. By their standards, I need a nose job more than I need a job.
But the reality is, our society is so focused around beauty and fashion and style. I mean, and it's part of our culture. Certainly, if you go to Venezuela, where almost all the population has had some plastic surgery, I don't think it's a judgment call there, to be honest with you. This builds self-esteem, whether it should or not.
Either way, Dr. Tony Burlett is creating faces that have never existed before, with flesh and bone as living art materials.
Yeah, that's a great concept, actually. You wonder what someone like Da Vinci would have thought of if he had this opportunity. I mean, you can't help but think he would probably make this part of his repertoire as well.
And how does it feel to be an artwork in a downtown New York gallery?
It's pretty cool. Very, very surreal.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
The Plastic Surgery Show at Apex Art is up through May 9th. And at our website, we've got a link to that nose job video. If you're brave enough, go to studio360.org.